Cammy Walker had everything a woman in her early 30s could want. She was happily married, healthy children, great job. One morning she woke up and she couldn't see out of one eye. After hundreds of tests, she was diagnosed with MS. After battling for 2 years, her condition only worsened. She inquired about alternative treatments from a mentor of hers. The mentor told her, give away one gift a day for 29 days. Really? She didn't take the advice seriously and she just blew it off. That is, until her MS took a steep turn for the worse. Cammy took the advice, and on day one, she gave a phone call to a friend in need. On day two, she gave something of value to a friend. And it went on, and in just a few days, she felt better physically. By day 14, she could walk without the use of her cane. And before the end of the 29-day period, she felt better than she had felt in a very long time. Cammy said, I noticed an instant change in my attitude, and I could cope better. She said, to this day, my MRI showed no progression of my disease. She started blogging about her experience, and eventually she gained over 10,000 followers. She wrote a book, 29 Gifts, that became a New York Times bestseller. My, the power of giving. You can't measure it, and it wasn't in our school textbooks, right? Doctors don't prescribe it, and yet it has strong, sure medicinal benefits. 2 Corinthians 9:6 tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. I tell you, that's enough for me. In a 1991 study involving more than 3,000 folks, they found that acts of kindness diminish the effect of physical and psychological diseases and disorders. I want you to join me this week. Today, give something of value every day. You might be doing so anyway, but make it a conscious giving of at least one each day. Here, let me give you some ideas. Tip an extra 10 at your next restaurant. Oh, heck, make it 20. Take some cookies to your neighbor and tell them, I'm glad you're my neighbor. Hop online. Give money to a cause you believe in. Call an old friend just to say, I love you. That's it. Cook a meal, put it in a to-go box, and deliver it to a homeless soul. I tell you, they deserve a little love, too. Give away something you greatly value to someone whom you know will appreciate it. Ask your boss how you can make her or his life easier. Point out to your waiter the next time you're at a restaurant. Point out someone a few tables away and pay for their meal anonymously. Wash your neighbor's car or mow the lawn. Yeah, hand wash still exists. Give once each day for just a week. Then share your experience with me. See how the act of giving makes you feel. And listen, if you're in a funk right now or you're feeling somewhat depressed, flip your thinking. Stop focusing on yourself. Get up and go give. And here's the bonus. What goes around comes around, my friend. Ha, you have Roberto's guarantee. Hey, this is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my family and yours.